We came to party, but no one was there.
There's no one's turned up. I mean, it does happen, I guess. People throw parties and everyone has stuff on, or things pop up and people don't show up.
It's a bit of a TikTok trend at the moment where they're posting parties that are sad.
Sad trend.
Yeah, it is a sad trend. But sad parties can also be funny in hindsight.
Oh, well, when you tell the story a few years later, it's a bit of a lull.
When you look back. So let's go to Jess in Griffith this morning. Jess, we do believe yours is sad,
it's a sad
though.
Party.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened?
A couple of years, like, my daughter, like, I invited people, I paid $200 for a cake, even bought $100 worth of pizzas, and nobody showed.
How many people did you invite, babe?
Like, about 30, and they're all in my area, like, in Griffith, and they live, like, within 2 kilometres of us, and they say we're sick and that, and then I'll see them in the afternoon, and they're fine, their kids are sick, and they're fine. And
flaky generation.
It is. And did they did most of them let you know that they were unable to attend, or did they just do a no-show?
Just a no-show, no message, no nothing. Yeah.
I just think.
My little 8-year-old and, so she didn't, like, even this year, like, I didn't even let her feel like she was alone. Like, it was
I was going to ask, how do you manage expectations of a kid?
I just give her all the love that I can.
And yeah. Then,
like, I don't post videos of her being sad. I'll take her out. Like, if nobody showed by 3 o'clock, I'll be like, okay, we'll go to the movies, or I'll make up for it.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's, and you know what, Jess? Kids are so resilient, honestly. Like, I don't want to say that this is going to be good for her. They're so adaptable and resilient. They're stronger than we think they are. And I just think don't not show up. If you cannot make it genuinely, don't go. Or if you don't want to go, be honest and go, hey, I'm not going to make it.
Have you tried the McDonald's playground party? Everyone shows up to that. There's no way you're not going to that.
Yeah, I've tried that one, you too, but that didn't work.
It didn't work.
All right, well, look.
Mate.
People
are flaky.
It's tough out there, and I can relate because I threw that party where no one showed up, so I'm right there with you. I've got those feels, Jess. Ash on the Central Coast, good morning.
Good morning.
Sad parties. We're good. They're funny in hindsight. Well, they can be.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So,
was this a party that you had, Ash?
This is a party that I had. It was my 12th birthday party.
Yeah.
I need to add that I am a twin sister.
Okay.
With a twin. I'm part of a pair.
Okay.
So, when you're 12, you want to be a bit individual. So we wrote our own invite. Now, at school, you're handing all these invites out. Everyone wants to come. Give me one. So I handed out heaps. The day comes, and none of my friends show up. And because we had our own names, not together, it was separate, all her friends showed up.
No.
All her friends gave her presents.
Yep.
I got none. So I had to be a visitor at my sister's home.
Oh, that sucks.
In the corner, and it was my birthday.
Oh, Ash.
Oh, my God.
At least, hey, silver lining. Silver lining. At least you got to be at a party.
Mm.
At least there was one there at all. They were just all of your sister's mates.
And I got to enjoy watching her open up all her presents and... Again, in the background, it's okay.
Ash, was that the moment you realised that your twin was cooler than you?
You know what? She still is.
She still is.
We work together.
Yes.
We work together, and she's still the favourite. I can't win.
Haven't you learnt from the party not to do anything together with your sister?
Look, if I do something by myself, I'll be lonely, so at least I can, tag on.
Look, let's give her the $100 at Iconic 100%. So you can buy yourself a present. Yeah. I know it was a while ago. But
and don't split it with your sister either, Ash. The whole $100 is for you, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll put you back through to producer Maddie and Ash. Let's go one more to round this thing out here. Al from Orange. How old are you, Al?
47.
47 years of age. And what have you never done?
I've never had a party.
You've never had a birthday party ever?
Nope.
Oh.
Are you worried that people might not show? It is It is daunting to put that on, not knowing what you're going to get.
Oh, look, I don't have a lot of friends. I know that. But never had anyone throw one for me.
Well, no, can we throw Al a party?
Oh, I feel like we should. I'm 47 years of age, never had a party.
You need to experience what it's like to be the birthday boy once in your life.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
The 23rd of March.
Oh.
January, February,
March.
It's
the same day as Henry.
Oh, is it?
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm sure we can find something else to throw a party. I mean, never having a party is probably right up your alley.
I've never had a party.
There's something for us to work on. How many friends do you have that potentially might show?
Oh, I've got maybe, half a dozen that I could probably call on, but...
Yeah.
Just as you get older, you tend to lose contact with your friends and stuff like that. But
okay.
I've had birthdays where we've been out to dinner with family and things like that.
Dinner's not a party unless you're dancing on the tables, is it, Al?
Yeah, not a party.
A party.
He's ready to go.
All right, Al, leave it with us. We'll look at this behind the scenes and see if we can throw a... What is it? It's a...
I've never had a party.
Let's see if we can get that cranking.